Rishus Rabbi Rosenbaum, Rabbi Steinhardt, Rabbi Neuberger, Rishus all the Rabbanim that are here, and Rishus the gathering that have joined us for this event. I want to thank Avi and Dina Stein as well for hosting, and you should be zeichet to continue your house as a Beis Vad L'Chachamim and all the brachas that go along with that. I joined Yeshivas Ner Yisrael in Elul's Man Tavshin Nun Ches, 1999. And although I was only zeichet to be in Yeshiva for 7 years, now it's a quarter of a century later, and that is more than a rave of my life, and I've been Talmud of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael. Ner Yisrael has certainly been the foundation and the continued inspiration for all that I and my entire family have accomplished, and I continue to have a very strong connection to my Rebbeim to this very day, asking them all shilas, big and small, how to guide my personal life and how to guide my kehila. The question is, what gives Yeshivas Ner Yisrael the haslacha that it has to create B'nai Torah that go on to accomplish so much in Klal Yisrael? So I'd like to suggest in the couple minutes I have this morning is three things. First of all, it inspired us to aspire to become Talmidei Chachamim ourselves. Second of all, it surrounded us by great Talmidei Chachamim. And then finally, it taught us the priorities in life of what's Iker, what's Tafel, what's really important, and what's not that important. The first two are actually Bashkacha found in a Gemara that I was zeichet to teach this morning in Ashir. It's a Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel Mabez, very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, HaKol B'Dei Shemayim Chus Me'Yir HaShemayim. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, other than our Bechir, other than our Yir HaShemayim. The Gemara asks the famous question, is Yira such a small thing, is so simple that you could say, what does that Kadosh Baruch Hu ask for you other than Yira Shemayim? The Gemara answers, in the Gabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi, yes. When it comes to Moshe, it's an easy thing who was making the request. But we're all familiar that all Meforshim jump on this Gemara and ask, but the Torah is written for Klal Yisrael. It's written for everybody. It's not just written for Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it mean, in the Gabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi? So Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal, Mishnah Rav Aaron, points out that the name Moshe is not just the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, but any Talmud Chacham. Moshe Shapir Ka'amris, as we see many times in Shas. And what the Gemara is teaching us is that when you become a Talmud Chacham, then Yira Shemayim becomes easy. I still remember very vividly when I was in Ritzvi Berkowitz this year, and I already had a Havamina at that time that I wanted to go into Rabbanus, and therefore I wanted to shift from the Yeshiva Masechta to an Alach Lamaisa. He really pushed me off many, many more years. And he said, you just have to learn Torah, Ba'amelis, Be'ian. It'll change every decision you make in your personal life, and every decision you make in Madrich or Kehila will change through that Limud HaTorah. You have to become a great Talmud Chacham. And that was really the message, not just from him, but from Rosh Yeshiva and all the Rabbeim in Yeshiva. When it comes to Godless, you have to learn Torah, Ba'amelis. Another Mahalach to explain the Gemara is Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi. Then when it comes to people who are near Moshe's, then it becomes a very easy thing. When you surround yourself by Talmidei Chachamim, then it's easier to accomplish godless. When I came to Ner Yisrael and you looked across the Mizrach, the cities that the Rosh Yeshiva and the Ramim came from included Seattle, San Francisco, Memphis, St. Louis, and many other small communities around the country, and many of them came from backgrounds similar to mine, which is clearly a tremendous source of inspiration to realize that one can become a Gadol B'Yisrael no matter where you come from, no matter what background you come from. And that was a tremendous source of inspiration for myself and all my Chaverim. But finally, the most important is teaching us the priorities in life. I went to my notebooks from my yeshiva days to see if I could find the shmuz from the Kufa Sfira Sa'imer, from the shmuz in the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. And as I was flipping through it, I found a shmuz from Vav Iyar Tavshin Samech Gimel. I said, let's Hashkacha Pratis, today is Vav Iyar, so I'd like to share with you Machshava that Rosh Hashiva said in that Shmuz. He was focusing on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says, Ketapuach Ba'atzei Ayor, V'tziloi Chimadati. Ask the Rosh Hashiva, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came to the Umas Ha'elim, he told them, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, Lo Signaif, when it came to Klal Yisrael, he started with the first Luach, Anei Hashem Elokecha. And he said, it's very simple. Klal Yisrael were V'tziloi Chimadati. That we appreciated, that we wanted to have a connection to the Tapuach, to the Torah. We wanted to be in the shade of that Tapuach. We wanted to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Iker reason why we wanted to have Kabbalah Satayra was for the correct reasons, the true reasons of a Kesher to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when the Umas Ha'olam did not say Nasav and Ishmael like we did, but they asked Maksiv Bey, it's very clear that they were running away from that sale. They didn't want it for the correct reasons. They wanted it for the Gashmistic reasons. They wanted to have the Torah to be able to push their agenda forward. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that, he said, I'm not going to start with the first Luach, but not only the Mokim. which Kleisel clearly wants to connect to. I'm going to start with the second one, which takes away all their ways to gain advantages in this world, whether it's the Geneva, the Niyuf, etc. This is the message the Rashi was trying to hammer home to us, that it's not just enough to have a she'ifa for godless and Torah. It has to be your ikar she'ifa of godless. It's an achas sho'alti of everything you have in life, and everything else after that is purely secondary. But then he pointed out that the Gemara says in Masechus Sukkah that the olim, the leaves of the tree, represent the balabatim, and the tapuach represents the tamidei chachamim. And the Gemara says that the tapuchim, the peiros, are mispalel for the olim, because the tapuchim realize they can't have a kiyum without the olim. But said the Rosh Yeshiva, in this goyin, it points out that the tapuach tree has the least leaves, because Klal Yisrael appreciates that even if you're not going to have as much support from those balabatim as you could possibly if you pursue the gashmias and the other advantages in this world, but if the tapuach is the most precious fruit, you go after the ikar and ignore the tefil. But I think we learn from this Gemara that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world is that there's few balabatim that truly appreciate providing shade to the tapuach. And that's why we're having this event today, is to reach out to those who clearly do have that appreciation of what it means to support and be machzik Torah, understand that all the brachas that go along with that. Where should one provide their support? Well, look at the next pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Ketapuach ba'atzei ha'yohar, v'tzilu chimadati, heviyani el beis ha'yayin. What's the beis ha'yayin? Yayin is Rashi Tevis Yeshivas Ner Yisrael. That is the beis ha'yayin. And that's the way that it has to be. Shol b'zeichu be'ez Hashem, to really appreciate all that we've gained from the yeshiva, that karsa toives be expressed to them, both in Dibor and in our pockets. And be'ez Hashem, if we're able to do that, yeshiva should be strong to accomplish all it's accomplished in the past and continue to accomplish that in the future.